Friends, Jesus the Messiah came to establish a new humanity, a unique heavenly kingdom on earth. As the holy new Adam, he voluntarily offered himself to ransom his people and give them a new life. Through him, as the holy divine Messiah, his redeemed people from all human ethnicities become the family of God. They are adopted as his children. Jesus' Sermon on the Mount sets up a constitution for his heavenly kingdom on earth. In it, he provides the citizens much-needed guidance covering every area of life. It includes a heavenly pattern for the prayers of God's people. It is called the Lord's Prayer. It expresses the fact that God is their heavenly Father. The prayer has six requests or petitions. The first three express the believer's concern for the good of the name God gave them. Together, as God's family on earth, they are called Christians. They are named after Christ, their Messiah, Liberator, and Savior. They pray, "Hallowed be your name." And as God's family on earth, the affairs of Christ's unique kingdom on earth are their top priority. This is the kingdom of holiness, truth, justice, and peace. They pray, "Your kingdom come." The kingdom of Jesus, the Messiah, reflects his character of righteousness and self-giving love. Jesus came from heaven and carried out the holy divine will on earth. God's people are eager to live according to his will and bear witness to its heavenly nature. In constant desire to actively realize this on earth, they pray, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Friends, the other three requests in the Lord's Prayer relate to the way true Christians live in the world. As Christ's unique new humanity, loved and provided for by their caring Creator, they are not oppressed by material concerns. They pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." In this way, they live out the same daily contentment Jesus himself demonstrated in his earthly life. They are also aware that in Christ they are made one family. They are his own sanctified or set apart spiritual body on earth. Yet on earth, they still struggle with sin and constantly depend on his gift of forgiveness. As they grow in his forgiving spirit, they must exercise the same forgiveness of each other's sins. So they constantly pray, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." Friends, the Lord's Prayer concludes with a very important sixth request. It says, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." This very crucially expresses the fact that Christ's people on earth are still weak and fallible. They constantly need divine strengthening and protection to preserve the heavenly standards and reputation of Christ's holy family name, and to seek the well-being and advance of his kingdom on earth. Desiring to reflect Christ's character and their new life in him, Christian people humbly realize that they need guidance to face earthly hardships and trials. In a world impacted by human sin and diabolical schemes, The evil one seeks to turn them away from the holy and true nature of a self-giving life, devoted to the wonderful ways of the Heavenly Father under their Messiah King, Jesus. Relying on His Word and Spirit, they are enabled to grow in holiness and prevail against daily temptations. In Christ, prayers are answered in God's perfect way and timing. This stirs our thankful worship, guided by the Holy Spirit, based on His truth, revealed in His recorded, fully reliable Word. Hallelujah.